take a tour around the entire state here and get caught up on some of those Texas topics.
Texas is my hometown.
And showing that Lone Star love. But no love lost. Bye. See ya. Nobody get the rebound on this one because Nico's gone.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
The Fire Nico chance. And the fact that he was the culprit of trading away a generational player, arguably, and this is saying something with Dirk in the fold, the best Mav ever in history, Luka Doncic. We all remember this February 2nd. We don't want to relive it like a Groundhog Day. He's gone. And so is Nico Harris, general manager of the Mavericks, fired yesterday pretty much as the show ended. And that would be by the still at this point new owners. These are the Vegas people, the Caesar folks, the team governor, Patrick Dumont.
Oh, I didn't even know we had a team governor.
Pretty sure he wears a monocle and goes around in a top hat.
That's
he
a good
doesn't,
look.
He's doing it wrong. He made the decision and he then said and basically apologized to everybody in an open letter to the Mavs. Said, when the results don't meet expectations, it's my responsibility to act. They're horrible right now. The people that they traded Luka for, they already knew were damaged goods. And guess what? They're not playing because they're injured all the time. They're a laughingstock. But at least, we got rid of Nico.
Is this revenge? Is this sweet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I like to think it was before noon when it happened yesterday, because then at least it could have been served slightly cold.
Ha, ha, ha. So my mom used to say, Lord rest your soul, that she was liberated before they thought of the word. And now, the PBR following suit with a brand new women's rodeo division. The CEO, Sean Gleason, says they're all in for the new PWR. And we'll showcase the amazing stories of the athletes' grit, drive, passion with more visibility. Money and opportunity.
Cool.
The season will culminate May 12th through the 15th at Cowtown Coliseum for a purse worth $803,000.
Nice.
That's money, not a Birkin. Okay, just so we're clear, it's going to be in breakaway roping, barrel racing. Hey, Tracy.
There you go.
Team roping and goat tying.
We got a lot of Hank fans that should get in on this, man. You guys are superstars, and you know it.
I've already picked out my favorite team from all my Parker County people. My God, okay, she's gone.
Go get them.
Go, Krista.
This
you
is
can
awesome.
Do it. Atta girl.
Awesome. No doubt Hank FM will be involved with it. PBR is behind it, right?
So, absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's a PBR product.
They love us over there. Very good. We love them. Hey, lots of love in the Texas college football world. First of all, you got Texas Tech rolling strong. Beat BYU. Life is good. A&M still rolling. I believe number 3 in the ranking. And little Longhorns back in the fray, too. So they're all ranked, all the big three. SMU still doing well. TCU coming here. But yesterday, it marked in the 124 seasons of football for the University of Texas, 70 of those have had the iconic Hook'em horns.
Oh, yeah.
In the crowd. Yeah, it was yesterday, the 70th anniversary of, and they traced it back to November 11th, 1955, when the Hook'em tradition grew there at the University of Texas. It all started with a guy named Harley Clark and H.K. Pitts. So Pitts was trying to poke Clark, and he curled his ring and middle finger to do so, realizing the hand gesture somewhat looked like a longhorn. Yeah, so on the pep rally, November 11th, 1955, the Hook'em officially began. So congratulations. Happy 70th birthday to the Hook'em Horns sign, which means it's 70, so it can beat me in pickleball now. So there you go. Happy birthday.
Congratulations.
Hook'em.
So everyone has a soap opera name these days. The Braylons, the Chances, the Coopers. Of course, there's Dallas and Austin and the Tylers. And now, how about Luke Casey? Kaylee Zach is pregnant with a baby girl inside and announced online that would be the little one's name with, of course, pink cowboy boots on the Instagram post,
yeah,
which I think was on TikTok. But I don't know. I can't even keep up. But it's spelled L-U-K-A-C-E-Y. Oh, okay. Mom says she is in her Western influencing era.
Mm-hmm.
The internet is going to internet.
Yeah,
and it's having some opinions. Yeah. Some say, oh my gosh, it's so cute. I love it. Others say, just name your next one Stetson. They're reminding her that you are naming a future adult.
Yeah.
Hopefully one with a job. One teacher chimed in with a simple, don't do it.
I don't have a problem with that. I kind of like it. The Lucchese is the name. No joke. Used to be in this market a night DJ called Luke Casey.
Gotcha.
Not his name, but I don't have a problem with that. Luke Casey should fit right in with her big brothers, Nakona and Tony Lama.
Yeah.